Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear, plus my friends in the third row, and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Hey everyone, welcome into Attacking Third for the United States Women's National Team She Believes Cup roster drop. The 23 players have been named by interim head coach Twyla Kilgore ahead of the She Believes Cup that is taking place the first week of April. And we are here to chat all about the roster alongside Sandra Herrera. I'm Lisa Carlin. Sandra, we're back live. We're doing it. We got a U.S. Women's National Team roster. I don't want to waste any time. Let's get right into the 23 players that Twyla Kilgore has named. We'll start in the back with our goalkeeper core. Three goalkeepers named to this roster: Alyssa Nair, Jane Campbell, and Casey Murphy, the three that were also there at the CONCACAF W Gold Cup. For the defender group, eight of them called in: Abby Dahlkemper, Crystal Dunn, Tierna Davidson, Emily Fox, Ava Gattino, Naomi Gurma, Casey Kruger, and Jenna Knight-Swanger. In the midfield, six players: Corbin Albert, Sam Coffey, Lindsay Horan, Olivia Moultrie, Emily Sonnet, and Lily Johannes. And forwards, six of them, and you are reading this right: Katarina Macario, Alex Morgan, Trinity Rodman, Jaden Shaw, Sophia Smith, and Mallory Swanson. Holy cow, 23 players, Sandra. Initial reactions when you saw this list of names drop?
I gotta say, I've been saying it, you know, it's giving big Emma Hayes era energy. It's almost like Twyla Kilgore was in Europe for the Olympic draw and might have been able to hang out with her homie Emma Hayes, and maybe, just maybe, they nailed some things down here. I listen, you like it. I love it. I can't wait to break it all down with you.
Exactly. I was really impressed to see that the crossover, right, between the CONCACAF W Gold Cup roster that just ended about 2 weeks ago to this roster. I frankly wasn't sure how much continuity we would see between the two. There were 19 players from the W Gold Cup that are on this roster. Mallory Swanson, that's the biggest name to me. She was a training player at the W Gold Cup, and now she is brought up to the full roster. This is just under a year almost to when she got injured with the United States Women's National Team. She's playing for club at Chicago Red Stars in the NWSL, getting really good minutes. We're going to talk more about her, of course, but that was just one player. It made me really happy, right? Like, sometimes the heart just gets a little happy when you read certain players' names. Yeah. But also on this list, Sandra, well, first of all, the She Believes Cup, it is The 2024 edition of this tournament is going to take place on Saturday, April 6th and Tuesday, April 9th. The first match is in Atlanta, Georgia. The second one's in Columbus, Ohio. The four participating nations are the United States, Japan, Brazil, and Canada. All four of those did participate in She Believes Cup last year, and all four have qualified for the Paris Olympics. There will be a new format this year based on the FIFA competition windows and the CONCACAF W Gold Cup that happened in February and March. So there will be four matches for the She Believes Cup instead of the usual six. The semifinal will take place on April 6th, and then the third place match and the championship match will take place on April 9th. The United States will play Japan April 6th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then Brazil and Canada will kick off at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on April 6th. Just the rundown of the tournament as a whole for you. Let's look at this roster, Sandra. There are some big, new, fun, exciting names on here. Of course, Mallory Swanson, forward, returning to this group. Katarina Macario, returning to this group after an injury. She has played with Chelsea, and she's come off the bench, scored goals, gotten assists in Champions League. Her last match with the United States was April 12th, 2022. So almost 2 years since Katarina Macario was back in with this roster and getting a cap. But then there are some younger players, Sandra, also on this list with Lily Johannes and Ava Gattino. What did you think when you saw that these young players were getting their first senior national team call up?
I love it. Look, the Olympic, the buildup in the timeline to the Olympics is just getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And maybe the continuity here in terms of adding new faces, new names into the mix might frustrate some others, but it's not frustrating me. I think the blueprint has been out there for quite some time. I think you and I, our A3 crew, we've been talking about it since U.S. Soccer hired Emma Hayes, that maybe there's going to be some concessions here along the way. Yes, they are going to compete for the Olympics and they want to medal. They're going to say that they want the gold. But along the way, they are definitely not going to shy away from expanding the pool or getting more evaluations in of players. So I like that this roster has a good chunk of that Gold Cup winning crew in place, 19 players. But I also really like that they've got more young players in the mix with Gaetano and Johannes. I think we could still, you know, consider Corbin Albert, you know, in the mix of that. Sure. You know, Olivia Moultrie as well, still getting these looks. And I think when you have two players in Katarina Macario and Mal Swanson, who have been away from this team for as long as they have, kind of feels like another bit of wave of fresh air coming in to a national team camp. And the fact that it's for She Believes Cup, I think is really important. I mean, these in Katarina and Mallory Swanson, there are two players here who, when they last performed in this tournament, walked away with MVP honors. Macario in 22. Swanson in 2023. We all love a story arc here, right? So I'm like, of course we're like connecting those dots and looking at those things as well. But you know, I know there's a lot of excitement, you know, around Macario's return, the fact that she's come off the bench a few times for Chelsea and has had an immediate impact for them, no matter what. It's been, she's been on the score sheet, whether it's scoring the goal or setting them up. And Swanson with a couple of, you know, 80 plus minute performances for Chicago Red Stars and time as a training camp player with Gold Cup. So they are seeing things that they like out of these players, obviously. So I'm here for it. I would imagine maybe there's some minutes restrictions, right, going into this one, but whatever minutes they do get, I'm already hyped for it.
I would imagine as well, some minute restrictions, just like working back into protocol. And I think with Swanson at the Chicago Red Stars, she's working her way up. I think she played 80 minutes the opening match week. I'm not sure match week two, but she's getting, like, she's pretty much there. But it's also a lot to play 90 minutes in back-to-back days, right? There's only a couple days time between these two matches for the She Believes Cup. And of course, Katarina Macario, her coming off the bench right now with Chelsea, Emma Hayes has a close look at Katarina Macario. And I think you can tell how evident and how Emma Hayes' fingerprints are all over this roster, all over it. When she first came into the fold and talking about who she wants to bring into the United States, she mentioned how she wanted players that were playing in Europe and how it gives them a different insight, whether it's the competition or their playing style or being able to play against teams that are not only in the country that they're playing in, right? You look at PSG, they play in France, but also in the Champions League. And this roster has six players from Europe on it. So it is definitely evident that Emma Hayes is taking a close eye and a close watch at the players overseas. Of course, Lindsay Horan, Emily Fox, Corbin Albert, Katerina Macario, and then Ava Gattino and Lily Johannes, who both play overseas. So let's talk about that a little bit. Ava Gattino, she is a defender for PSG. She actually just scored a Champions League goal in PSG. Really impressive to see that the second leg of the Champions League is going to happen later this week on Wednesday and Thursday. But this is a player that 21 years old, she's out of Notre Dame, and she did register for the 2024 NWSL draft this year and actually withdrew her name right before because she signed with PSG. Now we're seeing Gattino being brought in with seven other defenders. Do you think we're going to see her get time in these games?
Look, that's the other side of this, right? When we see these players get called into these rosters, it's like, I hope so, right? I love that you touched on the format for this competition, because it's not like the traditional She Believes Cup that we've seen before in the past. It's not going to be that kind of six game, like round robin style thing. It's just an opportunity for the teams that are involved in this one to really play about two games apiece. So the minute management is already kind of in front of us. It's like, who are the players who are going to get time on this? Because there's not going to be the same amount
that
of
much time
that we used to see. Yeah. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that, you know, in calling in these players who are, you know, navigating European club seasons, they're also navigating knockout rounds in the Champions League, that they do hopefully get minutes. But we've also seen players get called in as an introduction to the national team in terms of laying out expectations for them. So maybe we need to quell some of our expectations as well, I guess.
But also, Sandra, on the other hand, we've seen players come in, right? You look at Corbin Albert for the CONCACAF W Gold Cup, and she's starting the first three matches.
Yeah.
So you never really know. It's we'll know when we know.
That's part of the equation. It's like, okay, Corbin Albert's performing really well for this national team right now. You know, do you kind of just invite her back in and stop giving her minutes a little bit in favor of maybe getting some looks at others? I don't know. It's all part of the new era. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
A new era, a turn of the page for sure. And Ava Gattino, just one of the two players that is getting their first call up, midfielder Lily Johannes, 16-year-old, the other one. We're going to talk about her and dive into her and hear what Twyla Kilgore had to say about Johannes in the presser. But first, we're going to take a little break. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Welcome back to Attacking Third. United States Women's National Team 23-player roster for the She Believes Cup is out, and one of the youngest players to be called in since 2017, midfielder for Ajax in the Netherlands, Lily Johannes. She is a 16-year-old from Springfield, Virginia. She moved to the Netherlands with her family about 6 years ago when she was 10 years old. She's playing in Champions League with Ajax. She's getting a lot of international experience. She's played for youth U.S. national teams. But she is called into this roster for Twyla Kilgore. Of course, Emma Hayes also has a touch on this. Do you like this call up, Sandra, with Lily Johannes?
Yeah, I love it. I think maybe next to Macario and Swanson getting back in, I think this is the player that I'm also most excited about. And it was evident in the press conference as well, kind of sitting in with Kilgore as she was taking a number of questions. I believe we were four questions into the press conference, and three of them were about Johannes. So rightfully so, this is a player that has kind of left on a lot of people's radars in terms of what she's been doing for Ajax in the Champions League. Major tournaments like that will attract a lot of casual eyeballs, right? So I like, and I'm appreciative of it. I like that this is a player that people are excited about and that she's getting a lot of questions. I thought Kilgore did a good job of handling a lot of the questions around her.
Yeah, so in this presser, Henry Bouchel of Yahoo Sports actually asked specifically about Lily Johannes, why it's her first time in the national team camp, her development, and when she first came on the radar, and Twyla Kilgore gave a great answer. So take a listen.
So Lily's actually been a part of U.S. Soccer's radar for a long time. She's been a member of our U15 and 16 squads. She's only 16 now, so there's a relevance there. We've actually invited her in recently to U17 camps and things like that. Based on her club schedule, it fell outside of a official window and they were in Champions League. So she wasn't able to participate. Had she participated, perhaps she would have gone on to World Cup qualifiers and things like that. But for us, we've just been following her for quite a long time. She's played many, many games for Ajax, including Champions League games, which I think the public is more familiar with, but we're also able to follow along in the league. We've been looking at and playing, you know, quite a few different sixes, looking at different combinations and things like that. And Lily's somebody that can play 6, 8, or 10, she does for her club. And while we look to deepen the player pool with those that can play kind of in variety of different roles within the midfield positions, she's somebody that comes to mind, and we had the space and availability in camp to bring her in. This was the right time to do so.
Lily Johannes brought into this camp along with Corbin Albert, who also plays in Champions League right now with PSG, Sam Coffey, Lindsay Horan, also in Champions League with Lyon, Olivia Moultrie, and Emily Sonnet. So Lily Johannes rounding out that six players in the midfield, and Twyla Kilgore being very specific in basically why they wanted to bring her in. She's versatile, Sandra. She can play in the six, she can play in the 10, she can play in the 8. Mm-hmm. And that's what we also saw with Corbin Albert. The U.S. wants to utilize these players in the midfield to have more fluidity, because Corbin Albert plays in the 6, in the 8, in the 10. Lindsay Horan has also played in a variety of those positions. I think we're actually like taking steps towards having players that maybe are more versatile in different positions, whether it's even outside back, outside forward, center back as a 6. That way the U.S. can flux in between different systems and different formations, because it's so much easier as a player if you can play those different roles and you understand that you're now changing responsibilities, because that's ultimately what it comes down to. When you're a 6 and playing the defensive midfield role, you have to be a little bit more conservative. You have to plug holes. Your job is to switch the point of attack. I mean, your job changes. As a 10, you have a lot more freedom to go forward, to interchange with your forwards. The 10 is the attacking midfielder, one of the most attacking players in the midfield. So that is, to me, a really big part of why we're now seeing players like Corbin Albert and Lily Yohannes being brought into this roster. So do you think we could see Lily Yohannes in these matches?
I want to see it. There's a Champions League quarterfinal that's happening this week. And unfortunately, Yohannes is not going to be in the mix of that. She picked up that yellow in the first leg of the quarterfinal against Chelsea. The yellow card accumulation means that she's out. This is a player that'll probably, you know, that was maybe hoping would have an extra game on her schedule, is not going to have that. And maybe that's going to benefit the United States in the She Believes Cup. I'm here for it. And I'm here for, you know, Twyla Kilgore, you know, talking about it and being transparent about things with, you know, when it comes to player recruitment, essentially, you know, how Yohannes has actually been on the United States radar for quite some time, having been part of those youth national teams, how they wanted to have her be part of perhaps the U17 squad and run there, but unfortunately unable to. And I like that she said, listen, the truth is there's some misreporting out there. She actually does not have a Netherlands passport at this time, but, you know, that doesn't mean she won't be eligible for one. She's more than eligible to obtain that. But for now, this is obviously, you know, an invite into things, and it's a continuation of conversations that have clearly already been happening. And I think for some folks, I think that is maybe what is a new light that has been shed on this particular player.
Yeah, that's a really good point you make, because of her, Lily Yohannes, living in the Netherlands. There has been a lot of talk about, hey, can she play for both national teams? So confirmed as of right now.
Yeah, but
no. As of right now, no.
Sure.
Yes.
But right now.
And also similarly, because She Believes Cup is just friendly tournament, this will not cap tie her to the United States either, because they are just friendly. So she's really leaving the door open for her to do whatever. But like, I mean, it sounds like she's been involved at the youth levels with the United States, and she probably wants to continue in that direction if she's 16 and getting her first call up to the national at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm here for it. I think it's an important shot that you make, you know, notating her different abilities on the ball and in different positions. That's where we're at in the game right now. You know, it's not about, there's still going to be that angle of like, who's going to be the nine or who's going to be your six. And it's like, of course, that's always going to be part of it. But I think when it comes to building up towards major tournaments, that versatility kind of comes into play a little bit more when coaching staffs ask those questions of themselves and when it comes to roster building. So, you know, can you bring in a player that you have envisioned to play your eight or your six or your nine? Sure. But you're also asking yourself the question, are they able to play across that line? Are they able to play across positions? And, you know, this is a young player, but has shown an incredible talent so far. And I think the ceiling is very, very high for her.
Yeah, one of just three teenagers to be called into this roster, Lily Yohannes at 16 years old, Olivia Moultrie also called in, and then Jaden Shaw. So a lot of youth on this roster. And
a lot of creativity as well. I love it.
Yes, so much creativity. I mean, just imagine, like, Lily Yohannes as a player, watching her with Ajax, and mostly in Champions League, I'll be honest, she's very creative on the ball. She doesn't get flustered. She's very composed. And to have that maturity at 16, playing in Champions League against giants of the game, is incredibly impressive. Because Ajax right now, in this quarterfinal leg, they're playing against Chelsea, who has won everything and anything. So it's been really impressive to watch her. She hasn't necessarily gotten on the score sheet stats-wise, but it's so much of what Yohannes does off the ball to combine really well with the player. She's got a good vision to go forward. She gets really stuck into tackles, and she looks impressive. And she plays years beyond her age when she's playing on the pitch. It's very fun to watch. I hope she gets minutes at the She Believes Cup. But even if she doesn't, right, being called into this camp – I think it'll help her and her development and give a better understanding for Kilgore and hopefully Emma Hayes in those conversations about what this midfield of this United States can look like going forward, and specifically at the 2024 Paris Olympics coming up. A lot of youth in this midfield, a lot of creativity, and a lot of fun on this roster overall. However, there are some big names missing, Sandra, that have not been called in. We're going to talk about it and dive into it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after a quick break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to Attacking Third. 23 players called in for the She Believes Cup for the United States Women's National Team. But there is a giant pool that these names are being chosen from. So a number of players not on this roster, Sandra, we can talk about all of them. I mean, the list can go on, but what is the number one name that you were surprised to not see on this United States Women's National Team roster?
You know, I looked at She Believes Cup and I kind of had the feeling that we would see a good chunk of Gold Cup players make their return. But I think having the weekend of club play that we just saw, it's disappointing to have not seen, you know, Midge Purse on this list. We saw her exit with an injury. But I would also maybe make an argument for an Ashley Sanchez as well. I thought maybe if we're going off of some of these early days in NWSL play, we're watching Mallory Swanson utilize these opening weeks of club play to really get her fitness back up, make an impact on the pitch. And I think when it comes to making an impact on the pitch, we see Sanchez with a new club, obviously playing with what looks like a lot more fun, a lot more freedom, getting on the score sheet, but not getting into the mix. So disappointed not to see her.
Who would she replace?
That was my butt to follow. It's like, who do you pull off at this point? You know, I do wonder if maybe, you know, Moultrie is someone that you give a chance to kind of focus on club for a little bit. Moultrie is a player that has been involved in camps for the last several international windows, had a great kind of breakout performance in the opening group stage, picked up a knock. And I think that affected some of the time that we saw, or lack of time that we saw for her on the Gold Cup. So maybe let her kind of get reacclimated with club, and maybe you bring in, you know, a Sanchez in that stance. But I think because of the Olympics in front of them, they're obviously looking at different trios, different duos, chemistry building. Maybe it's just not the time right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Some of the other names that are like maybe quote missing from this roster, defender Alana Cook, defender Becky Sauerbrunn, midfielder Rose Lavelle, Savannah DeMello, right? Like she was at the World Cup and started every single game and she has not gotten a sniff. Alyssa Thompson, the young forward with Angel City, she's not getting sniffs anymore. Ashley Sanchez, as you mentioned, Lynn Williams, also not on this roster, Midge Purse. It's just interesting kind of the ebbs and flows of who comes in favor and out of favor and in form and out of form. I was a little bit surprised not to see Midge Purse on this one, but again, a couple big hits this weekend with Gotham against Portland in that final match of the weekend to go down. And ultimately she comes out in the first half. So again, I'm not surprised there. When Twyla Kilgore spoke in the media availability, did she mention anything about injuries and players not being there because of injury or address that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. In the press conference, Kilgore didn't shy away, you know, touching on that when she was asked. I believe when she was asked specifically about Roosevelt and Lynn Williams, she led with the phrasing that this was a very easy question to answer because it's full on just injury, that certain players are still working their way back from having a long run in the Gold Cup, and Rose Lavelle, Lynn Williams would fall under that category. She did touch on Mitch Purse briefly, saying that they want to see her continue to build over time in these early days of NWSL, that a player like her is still obviously much in the mix and in the plans. She even touched a little bit on Casey Krueger. Again, some of these knocks that players were taking out of this previous week two matchups in NWSL, maybe that there was some concern that there could have been like a minor cheekbone fracture, but that everything's all good when it comes to Krueger, that they're very eager to get her back into the camp. She did mention that her text messages with Krueger have consisted of a lot of smiley faces and prayer hand emojis. So she's in spirits and ready to go.
I'd actually love to hear that. I will give like props to Twyla Kilgore. She's pretty transparent in media pressers about her communication and why players are called in. She's done a really good job for pretty much an impossible situation where you're an interim brought in, you're not in charge, you know you're not going to take this team leading forward, but you have to take all the hits in this in-between time.
Yeah, some of these players, I appreciate that. I think some of the players who are not on this roster, I think, you know, I appreciate the joking manner in which you kind of said it too. Like some of them are just playing out, not on this roster right now because they have to go ahead and you know, manage their injuries off the pitch. And so they're going to be part of that and supporting those players and make sure that they're not actually called into these camps so they don't tweak anything else. So.
Yeah. And sometimes it also comes down to if they're at a PT or like a recovery program within their club team, you don't want to disrupt that and take away from it on the travel and being with the team and game days. It's more just like, hey, stay with the doctors and the PT that have been taking care of you at this time. Okay. Alex Morgan called into this camp again after not being initially called into the CONCACAF W Gold Cup. She is then brought in after Mia Fischel goes down with an injury and then goes on a run and ends up being the starting number nine for the United States at the W Gold Cup. Are you shocked at all to see her on the She Believes Cup roster?
No, I'm really not. Look, big time players come up in big time moments. Alex Morgan is that. And I think there's an argument to be made that she's been pretty in form for club when it comes to San Diego Wave. We can look back at her last couple seasons and see how she has led in offensive stats there. And no one more than her was more disappointed that that didn't translate during the World Cup specifically. But to start off 2024, you've got Alex Morgan, who's doing it for both club and country at this point, you know, getting the game winning goal for the Challenge Cup, picking up that first title for the Wave, helping, you know, USA during Gold Cup, winning that title as well. She's in a good space right now and in good form. And the coaching staff is recognizing that.
She's
on this roster.
She almost turned it up a notch, right? Once she got called into the Gold Cup and with San Diego, she has looked really good and a little bit energized. So is she going to the Olympics?
I think if we're making an Olympic roster to drop today, yeah, you have Alex Morgan on that Olympic roster. As of March 26th. Sure.
Sandra's like, take the receipts down correctly, March 26th. Yeah, I think it's a good point. How much closer do you think Emma Hayes, Twyla Kilgore, U.S. soccer are to making that final Olympic roster?
I think they're pretty close, honestly. Yeah. I think She Believes might kind of provide some answers, some even more answers, you know, for this team. They've got a pair of friendlies on the horizon against South Korea in June, which is going to be the introduction of Emma Hayes on the sideline for this team. And she believes Cup is going to be evaluation for this tournament is going to be huge, I think, in those rosters as well. And if we're talking June, you got to imagine that that roster is either announced and or on the verge of being announced.
So final tweaks to be made at She Believes Cup, let's just say.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I think so, too. You just don't get this close to the Olympics in July and not already have so many final players nailed down with then your bubble group, right? When you make rosters like this, sometimes it's very easy to say, okay, here are your locks and you're maybe going to get 10 of them. And here are your 10 players that are just not there yet and not going to make it. And the bubble is the hardest group to come by. And these players, maybe they know where they are, but a lot of times they all think they're in the bubble and they're all fighting for a spot, even if they're not locked. And the She Believes Cup is just another opportunity for them to make a name for themselves, to break into this roster, Gatino and Johannes, Corbin Albert, to solidify their spots more so, and to ensure that they continue to get call up. Players like Alex Morgan. All right, 23 players. We talked through a lot of it, Sandra. Any final thoughts before we close out?
Yeah, I think, look, She Believes Cup is going to be massive in Olympic evaluation as a whole. I do think this will be probably like the last real good solid look in terms of a national team camp bubble. I think club play is still going to matter very much when it comes to nailing down this roster. So while this might be the final window to kind of nail things down for the national team camp bubble, I still think that club play is really going to matter, especially when we're looking at players like Swanson and Macario.
Totally. You're exactly right. Those players coming back from injury, how they do week to week with their club. Can they get more minutes incorporated in them? We'll see. And we'll see if these young players get time on the pitch, get their first U.S. senior national team cap. Incredibly impressive to see. But that's it. The United States have dropped their 23-player roster for the She Believes Cup. The two matches for the She Believes Cup are two match days, I should say, taking place April 6th and April 9th. April 6th, the United States will play against Japan at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff. And then Brazil and Canada, that match taking place at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. On April 9th, it will be the third place match and the championship match for She Believes Cup. The United States, no matter what, will play in the 7 p.m. Eastern time slot on April 9th. But that's it. That's us. That's done for today and today's episode.
We'll be back, though.
Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, we will be back with more Attacking Third on Thursday, right here live on YouTube. Darian Jenkins will be joining us. Jenny Chu. We'll have it all. We're going to talk Champions League and Super League and NWSL and everything that's happening, plus probably a little bit more U.S. Women's National Team because we can never get enough. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to download, follow, and subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcast. And we're also on YouTube, youtube.com/attackingthird. Like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you can for all your information on women's soccer. Thanks for listening to Attacking Third.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.